It's the radio segment that would shake your hand, except it knows exactly what you've been doing with your hand, so no thank you. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. A few months ago, 21-year-old Dusty Batchelor was arrested for robbing two houses. He got a suspended 40-week sentence as long as he met with a probation officer daily at 10 a.m.
I feel like he's already missing his calling. Being Dusty Batchelor, he should be a country star, but...
Yeah, it's a good name.
Yeah.
But Dusty missed several meetings, and just the other day, he was back in court with a ridiculous request. Because he just couldn't wake up for his 10 a.m. meetings, Dusty asked the judge if he could just go to prison instead.
What?
The judge was prepared to give Dusty a second chance even after missing the meetings, but apparently Dusty didn't want that. The reason? Work and partying were getting in the way.
Oh, man.
So in
the
end,
that is a good reason.
The judge had no choice just to send Dusty to prison for 40 weeks. Dusty thanked him profusely and was let out of the courtroom in handcuffs.
Hey, Dusty, I don't think you're going to be able to sleep in prison either, man.
Yeah, they're probably going to wake, not going to let you sleep until like 11 or noon. You
yeah.
know what I mean? They'll probably wake you up pretty early there. This next laser story is out of Little Rock, Arkansas. 32-year-old Nicole Springer went into a Spencer's in the mall last week and returned some stuff. And she decided she wanted to use her store credit to get a stripper pole.
Whoa. I would say good use of store credit, so, ma'am.
After a store employee rang it up, Nicole was informed that she needed to pay the difference, and since she didn't have the money, she tried to run out of the store with the pole in her hands.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Please tell me she was holding it sideways when she tried to get out of the door, and it was like a slapstick routine.
The employees chased Nicole through the shopping center.
She's got the stripper pole. Stop her.
Into the food court, and eventually they tackled her.
Hooray! Wow.
But Nicole had another trick up her sleeve and wound up biting the employee on her arm and hitting her with the stripper pole and then getting away.
Whoa.
According to the police report, when cops showed up a few hours later, Nicole was not at her apartment.
Where was she?
They found that the place was in shambles, and Nicole had left a note saying that she was leaving the state.
Oh.
She fled.
She knew
what was up. With her stripper pole. Like, so, did you just strap that to the top of a car? I just don't feel like it's going to fit straight in a car.
Yeah, if you see a woman in her early 30s with blonde hair driving a green 1992 Honda Civic with a stripper pole in the back, you're encouraged to call authorities.
Yeah, but throw some dollar bills at her at the same time.
This next laser story is out of the friendly skies. Earlier this month, we reported on a baby born on a Jet Airways flight going from Saudi Arabia to India. Mm-hmm. The airline was very generous and gifted the baby with free flights for life.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
Not to be outdone, though, Spirit Airlines, right here in America, said that a baby boy was born on a recent flight. And he will also get free flights for life.
But it's Spirit, but it's Spirit Airlines, so they're going to charge him for bringing a bottle on the plane.
Yeah, no, it is Spirit Airlines, and it is America, so there is a catch.
Of course.
The baby can only receive free flights on his birthday.
Yeah. And it's only a one-way, right? Like, they're not going to get you home.
For example, when the baby grows up, he can travel for free on his birthday one way. And then that's pay coming back the other way.
That's kind of cool still.
Spirit. To the how many cities that Spirit Airlines flies to.
Right?
Not many.
Spirit says the good news is that he's allowed to bring one guest.
Oh. Ooh.
So that's cool.
God, that's a reason enough to get to be friends with him.
This next laser story is out of Springfield, Ohio. An 88-year-old guy named Merle Pickering flagged down a cop the other day to report a theft. He surprised officers by telling them that he just received a special favor from a prostitute, and afterwards, she stole his wallet.
Sucks to be you, man!
Which is, you don't expect that kind of behavior from a prostitute. They're usually very trustworthy.
Right.
When cops asked to identify her, the only thing that Merle could remember was that she had one eye.
What?
From a one-eyed prostitute.
Even better.
Anyway, police found out that she used Merle's credit card to buy some food before he called and canceled it. The cops are trying to track her down and say it's not easy to find her as they originally thought, because it turns out there are actually three one-eyed prostitutes in that area. So in the end, Merle could be picking out his sexy cyclops hooker from a lineup of one-eyed prostitute.
I say, honey, go to town with his credit card. Yeah. He deserves it.
Buy yourself a monocle.
Yeah. Keep you updated as the story unfolds on that one. The search for the one-eyed thieving prostitute.
Sounds like a children's book.
This next laser story is out of the world of fast food. Taco Bell is at it again with a brand new offering on their menu. You can now order a Crunchwrap Supreme with a side of a wedding.
What?
Yep. It's true. For the low cost of $600, anybody can order a real-life wedding off of the brand new Las Vegas Taco Bell menu.
Oh, my gosh.
That's cool.
Is it, though? You're getting married at Taco Bell.
No, but it's if you're in Vegas, I guess.
Right.
So what's included in the package? You get a ceremony in a chapel located inside the restaurant. And an actual ordained officiant, not just a teenager, is taking your orders.
Okay.
That's good.
You'll also get a sauce packet bouquet for the bride to use during the ceremony, plus a sauce packet garter and bow tie as well.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is one wedding you shouldn't wear white at. I mean, that is going to get so dirty.
Taco Bell is also providing Just Married t-shirts for the bride and groom.
Oh, wow.
And Taco Bell branded champagne flutes. Classy. Oh. You can use those for a lot of other occasions. And, of course, a taco 12-pack filled with tacos and cinnamon delights.
Yay.
For the cake cutting.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Afterwards, they can throw rice and beans at the bride
and groom. Good.
Taco Bell is branding the whole experience as, quote, something to taco about.
Oh, man, Taco Bell.
And the chapel will be officially open for business next month. So start making your wedding arrangements now.
It's funny to talk about. Crazy that people are actually going to do it.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of people.
This next laser story is out of Dessert Central.
Yay!
A new poll asking thousands of Americans had people rank the best ice cream flavors. And we fully expected a boring pick at number one, either chocolate or vanilla.
Yeah.
But apparently we're not quite as boring as we think.
Ooh, what do we do?
Here are the results. Number seven, French vanilla.
Okay, I can get with French vanilla.
I mean, if you put toppings on it, but then, like, right? It's just a base.
It's still more vanilla-y.
Yeah, I like French vanilla. I'm a vanilla fan, you know, but I like French vanilla a little better.
Got the little vanilla beans
and I feel classy when
you
I order
do.
It.
You
yeah.
do. Do you use a French accent when you order French vanilla?
Of course. Yeah, I don't eat a lot of exotic foods. That's pretty much as exotic as it gets, French vanilla. Number six, regular chocolate chip.
Okay.
All right.
Number five, strawberry.
Yeah, I love strawberry.
Number four, mint chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah. My childhood favorites.
Number three, plain old regular vanilla.
Okay. Creamy.
American vanilla.
Yeah.
Boring.
Number two, chocolate.
Okay.
And the number one ice cream flavor when it comes to what Americans like the most.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
Cookie dough.
Nope.
Ooh, peanut butter cup.
Nope.
Moose tracks.
Nope. Cookies and cream.
Oh, I can get behind that.
Cookies and cream is the number one ice cream flavor when it comes to what Americans like the most.
I love cookies and cream. Yeah. Mint cookies and cream? Now we're talking.
Game changer.
Woo.
I haven't had cookies and cream ice cream since I was like 8, I think.
Really?
Oh, I'm glad you remembered anything from your childhood just then. That was good.
Yeah,
cool.
No,
therapy has been
sometimes
working.
These memories flood back, you know, and you're like, whoa, I remember I had that one time when I was like 8 years old.
Whoa.
I don't remember my opinion on it,
but
I know I may have had it at one point. So, speaking of somebody who has something that he enjoys on a daily basis, that's this little guy. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday. Move 92.